politicians should stand for matters of principle, not matters of personality. So we are trying to indoctrinate those principles to say that they are not leaders of tomorrow, they are leaders of today. So they should grasp and practice our principles of a new culture of politics, where we are saying they should not fight against each other. They should collaborate to approach national issues. We are saying we cannot approach these national issues. If we are a divided youth group, we should stand together as one. And number two, as Transform Zimbabwe, we are saying that in the past, youth have been used as foot soldiers. But here we are saying our youth should be proactive.
There are some would say, though, that this is a message that other youths have heard. But they're saying now that things are looking the same.
Our message is that we should try to rewrite the history of our country. We should have some projects which youth are included in the participation, and youth should not be isolated because they are leaders of tomorrow. So we are saying that our national leaders should engage youth in the administration of this country whenever possible.
In Zimbabwe, would you say that youth will have a stakehold in what happens in the country in the future?
Yes, as you can see, the debating process is a necessary part of democracy. And youth are not an exception in as far as democracy is concerned.